So I'd say the number one concern, especially when we talk about Southern Iowa, is SDS. We've seen it in a much larger scale than we have in the past. It's still showing up the way we expect it to. It still fits the same patterns, you know, fields that were wet, especially if we accidentally put it in there a little more wet than we anticipated, got a little bit of sidewall compaction. So that's been the number one area that we can at least measure a concern. Past that, there are concerns about red crown rot moving into the state. There are pockets, fields, we're finding it in more places, but from my perspective, I haven't seen it to a large enough degree to really start ringing those alarm bells. But so far, Zatavo's held up very well this year. As a brand, we're really conservative in our ratings. We screen everything, and greenhouses down in Memphis, Tennessee, to really pressure test them, what a, you know, an absolute train wreck could look like for a variety. And so we use that information along with what we see out in fields to make sure we're making sound recommendations that farmers can rely on.